Welcome to the Fabulous Over 50 podcast, where we encourage, inspire, and empower women to find their fabulousness and live the life of their dreams. I'm your host, Jen Hardy, and today we're going to change things up a little bit. Technically, this is Men's Perspective Month, and the next episode coming out is the one from my husband where he talks about our relationship and we talk about how we're keeping that spark alive. But I wanted to put a pin in that because I know that there are a lot of you who aren't married, and I just want you to know that I love you. I know I might not know you personally. I might not know your situation or who your friends are or what you're going through right now, but I know you're going through something because we all are. No matter whether you live in the grandest home or a very modest place, you have a lot of money or just a little, maybe you're in the middle. It doesn't matter because we all have stuff. And I just wanted to take a pause from everything else and tell you that I care and I'm here. And I was just struck today. I was listening to somebody talk about what they're going through, and I was with a group of women last night, and even the ones who seem to have it all together on the outside, they're all going through something. And I can tell you that I am too. You know, my podcast for 5 years was about being a mom with health issues, and I don't talk about that here anymore. And I'll be honest with you, I feel so much healthier not talking about it all the time. It's the best thing I ever could have done for myself, seriously, because I'm focusing on fabulous and how to make my life fabulous and surrounding myself with so much more positivity, and I highly recommend that. But there's still things in my life, you know, and my family has been going through some things, and some of it's kind of serious, and none of it's stuff I want to talk about on here because A, you're not coming here to talk about or hear about all my problems, and this isn't the place. But because I am, and because the women I know are, I know you are too. So what can we do about that? Well, some things we can't change. Some things are completely out of our control. I have something happening in my life right now that is, you know, do you know when you first fell in love? Do you remember the first time you fell in love and you got that butterfly in your stomach, can't eat too much, can't sleep at night, you wake up in the morning just, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see him, I can't wait to spend time with him, and da-da-da-da, and it's all brand new, and it's exciting, and it gives you chills. Well, I have something like that happening in my life right now, except that it hasn't happened yet, and I don't know if it's going to happen, and it is completely out of my control. And once it happens, I want to shout it from the rooftops and share it with you. But there's also some other things going on that make it hard to sleep and hard to whatever. And, you know, we need to really take care of our bodies, even when we're having these emotional things. And so if you're going through something that's really tough, I want you to take care of yourself. Because, you know, it's funny, we talk about, you know, we're growing older and Mother Nature is no woman, because if she was, these things would not happen, right? And, you know, our bodies are changing and health things start to arise. And so as you're going through things, I want you to remember to take care of you. I want you to take time every day, even if just 15 minutes, to do something you like to do. I want you to put more fruits and veggies on your plate, because unless you're a vegetarian, you're probably not getting enough. And I want you to eat healthier, because I know when I'm going through something, you know, boy, that junk food, that comfort food, you know, those cookies and crackers and chips, there's something about them that like triggers those good feelings in your body. And there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of that, but we need to balance it out. And we need to have people to talk to. Now, the last few years have really isolated a lot of people. We've lost friends, we've lost family through sickness or through politics or through the garbage that's going on right now. And we've gone through loss. And so I really want you to find someone you can connect with. Reach out to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time and reconnect. And if it doesn't feel good, then let that one go and try it again. But, you know, eating healthy, keeping those connections healthy, and moving our body, those are three things we can do to really help ourselves stay healthy through whatever it is we're going through. So, you know, I know when you're not feeling good, people are always like, go take a walk, go exercise. And you're like, ooh, I don't feel good. I don't want to. But move. This is what I'm going to tell you. Move somehow. If that means doing laps to your kitchen and back, or walking around your house or your apartment, or once, or, you know, if you're feeling better, go play a game of tennis, or go to the beach, or buy water. There's something about water that just makes us feel so good. And it's about to cool down, so it's about to get to the time where that's going to be more difficult. So do that. If you can't get to a body of water, take a nice bath or shower and just feel that water envelop you and feel the peace that comes with that and feel it wash all your problems away. Because we need soothing. We need to feel good. And especially, you know, if you're single and someone's not holding you at the end of the day, telling you everything's going to be okay, find a way to make that happen with your friends or your family or whatever. Because we as humans, we need that touch. You know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not licensed except as a happiness coach. And we're not going to even get into that. But I just want to make sure you're okay. There's a lot of not okayness out there. But there's also a lot of beauty and kindness and love. And I want to encourage you to surround yourself with those things. If you ever feel like you can't find them, I encourage you to reach out to me. I don't just say that, you know. I'm not someone with a million followers where I have staff to reach out to other people and pretend to be me. I am me. And if you reach out to me, I will personally respond. You can email me, jen@jenhardy.net. You can go to my website, jenhardy.net/contact, and shoot me a note and let me know. Or let me know if you're doing great. I would love to celebrate that with you. Because we need fabulousness. We need to be fabulous. And for me, that's been glittery and sparkly. And I'm just loving that because I've never been like that before. And for you, that might not be it. And that's okay. Whatever makes you feel fabulous, surround yourself with that. And you might say, well, Jen, I don't have a lot of money. And right now, things are tight. And the thought of going and buying anything stresses me out. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I wanted to do some flashy things in my office, but right now our money is focused on other things. So I went to the store and got some party supplies that were gold and blingy and cost under $10 for all of it and put it up around my office. And it feels so good. And when I look at it, it makes me smile. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Now, if you have a budget and you want to blow thousands of dollars, go do it. But if you don't, there's all kinds of ways to do the things that make you feel good and put some nice things around you that make you smile. I don't know. I'm giving you so many different ideas. And I think the reason is because I just have seen so much hurt lately. And I feel it. I feel it for you. I feel it in the women around me. The loneliness, the sadness, the loss, the financial stress, the uncertainty in the world as fast as it's changing around us. It's just so much. So I just want to reiterate, I love you. If you can hear my voice right now, I love you. I care about you. And I genuinely am here for you. And if you're thinking, well, this was a dumb episode because everything is perfect in my life, then kudos to you, because you, honey, are a one in a million. And I think that is fabulous. But for the rest of you, it's going to be okay. You might not be able to see that light at the end of the tunnel. You might not know how you're going to come out on the other side. But think about your past. You've gone through things before, and you've always come out of it. And you know what? You're going to come out stronger. Because when we go through things, you know, it's like iron in the fire, right? It gets hot and it's bendable. But then when things cool down, it's strong. And it's in the shape it's supposed to be in. And you're going to be there too. So today is a short episode. I just felt like I needed to tell you that there's someone out there who genuinely gives a crap. And it's me. So please reach out. We do have a group. I have a very small group. We'd love to have you join us. It is $7 a month, which is in most people's budget. And you know what? If $7 a month is overwhelming, message me and I'll let you in. Because everyone in here, they're women over 50. You can be a podcaster or a writer or someone that has no idea what they want to do or what their passion is. And you're trying to figure this whole second chapter out. And we want you to. But this episode is not to try to get you to do that. This episode is just to tell you I care and give you options and let you know that, sweetheart, you're beautiful. You're special. You're the woman who you're supposed to be exactly today, even if you feel broken. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you are going to get through it. So I'm just going to leave you with that and let you know I care and I love you. And we'll be back with a regular episode on Tuesday. And then the rest of October is going to be menopause month, and we're going to have the talk. Remember when you were going through puberty or your children were, and you have that talk with them before it happens so they know what's coming? No one does that for us as women. We have no idea what the heck to expect. And the first two episodes are going to be an interview that I had with a nurse. She's spent 10 years researching all these things, and she's going to share with us some of the 35 symptoms of menopause and how we can get through it on the other side and navigate through it even better. So maybe that's some of the stuff that you're going through right now that's hard. And we're going to help. And then I'm going to talk to some of my friends, and we're going to have an open and honest conversation about that. And then we're going to have a sex talk, because no talk, you know, that kind of talk is complete without that. So that's October. That's what's coming. And I cannot wait to share it all with you, because in all the times that I've been talking to women over 50 saying, hey, what do you want to hear about? What do you want to know about? The number one answer far and away is, what the heck is happening to my body? And we're going to address that. We're going to give you some answers. I'm not the one with all the answers, but I'm bringing some people in who have them so that we can all get educated together. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to talking to you and hearing from you. I love you so much. So stay tuned and stay fabulous.